I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about Colossians 1. We're doing a next section of Colossians chapter 1. Yesterday we did the first couple paragraphs of Colossians chapter 1. Today we're going to be looking at the next few paragraphs in that chapter. Just some amazing promises and insights hidden in this passage of scripture in Colossians 1. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you take communion, to remember me, to remember him. It's his opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance, into our mind and imagination, into our emotions, to make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in our lives today. It gives us this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our soul, and then put them together with something practical and physical that we do in the cracker and the juice, to combine our whole spirit, soul, and body together into one. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. Now, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, that's really important because nothing happens until you prove the death. So it's proving the death. It's taking communion that activates all of the benefits of this new covenant. This new covenant that we have with God. Now, it's also important how we take communion. Every time we take communion, to do it with the fear of the Lord, with awe and honor and reverence for God, taking it with joy and delight, that we get this opportunity to come together to the communion table with him, a reminder of our covenant, of our partnership with him. Now, it also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that we should be examining ourselves before we take communion. So the process we typically use for our daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we walking by faith and applying our faith today? Are we walking in love? How are we doing in those things? And then after our time of communion, lately we've been talking about some practical advice on physical exercise, on workouts, as a way to connect with God and practice taking a graceful approach that sees him doing the work, that sees him flowing through, that grace flowing through. Because I truly believe once you understand how to see it flowing in your physical body, in your exercise, obviously a lot of great benefits that go for your health for that, but it teaches you how to practically apply it into every other area of your life once you understand it. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelations so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece. This is a time to examine ourselves. Are we implementing these four fundamentals? These four fundamentals of staying positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action, doing those things that we know to do, and doing them together in partnership with God. And we got to bring some presence and some energy and some joy and some fun into these fundamentals each day. So our first one, we got to get our positioning in the light. Every day, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. You got to keep positioning yourself, we talked about recently, into humility every day. There's a tendency for some pride to creep in. You got to keep repositioning yourself back into humility. There'll be many days where you got to keep repositioning yourself back into forgiveness. People might do things to you that maybe you need to forgive them. Maybe you do things to other people. You need to humble yourself and say you're sorry and receive that forgiveness from them, whatever it may be. Are we walking in love today, externally focused? How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Are we walking in gratitude and praise consistently? One of the easiest ways, I think, to keep our positioning is just to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. It's one of the greatest expressions of faith, I think. We take our positioning in the light by faith. And when we do, we have access to this grace. We have access in this new covenant to everything that God has. He's put it all in Christ, and it's available today to flow through us. So are we getting this grace? Are we getting it flowing through us? Because this is the way we're supposed to live, I believe, is to step into this light and get this grace flowing through us and out of us into the world. We have access to his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and his energy, as we're going to see in Colossians chapter 1. I can't remember if it's on today's or tomorrow's, but it's in there. His time, his finances, you become part of his family. He's got a purpose for you, given to you in Christ Jesus before time ever began, and so much more. That's where we got to start to magnify that light. How are we going to get it flowing through you? It's all about magnifying. What are you focused on? Where's your attention? What are you thinking about and talking about and meditating on throughout the day? To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It expands that capacity where God can flow more of all this that we're talking about through you. It also gets it more fixed and established in your heart, so that you become more steadfast and consistent when the issues and pressures of life come at you. So we can magnify God's word, be diligently studying it, thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in our minds, meditating on it. On God's unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God because of Jesus. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things and to stay focused on all the things that are going well. To magnify all the ways God's showing up in your life today, to give him credit for it, to glorify him for those things. And that's not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those problems. Just choosing not to magnify the issues. Let's magnify God instead today. But he does give us a choice. We cannot do any of this. We can magnify all the ways we've been wrong. We can stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, unforgiveness, bitterness, contempt for other people, disrespect, dishonor, magnifying the issues and the problems, building them up bigger and bigger in our mind. We could dwell on the past so that it keeps us from moving forward in the future. We could be so stuck worrying about the future that it paralyzes us today. And I think for a lot of people, it's just this. They don't know that this is all available. And so we think we have to do life on our own. There's all this weight and pressure sitting on us because we feel like we have to figure it all out alone, when God is right there to partner with us today. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, when we're magnifying darkness, there might be the tendency to snap at people, to retaliate at people, to withhold good things that you know you should be doing for others. It might be the tendency to avoid people, to withdraw your presence, to give them the silent treatment. Then there's that weight and that heaviness and that pressure that's sitting on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another symptom of this. When you get positioned in darkness, I think of it like a black hole. It just sucks the energy right out of you. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the anxiety, the dread of the future. There's confusion about what to do or which steps to take. There's regret about things in the past because we're not walking in that forgiveness and making changes in our life. You get stuck in these vicious cycles, just seem to keep repeating over and over. But when you take your position in a light and you start magnifying that light, you're going to start experiencing these start to grow on the inside of you. You're going to experience them growing to greater and greater levels. You're going to experience this rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work, which frees you up. All of a sudden, you get freed up. You get more present. You get more aware of everything that's going on. You see so many more opportunities to be a blessing. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now it's His peace and His joy and His power and His love and His energy flowing through you. His mind and wisdom. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels rise up because you've got God's energy flowing. You got that peace and joy and love flowing through you. He just begins to effortlessly set you free, break you free out of bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in, vicious cycles. And if all this weren't enough, He gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, just takes a moment to turn it right back around, to get right back into position again. How do you do it? You just humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness from Him. You forgive yourself in the middle and you walk in forgiveness with other people. If you need to reconcile with somebody else, you take those steps. And then you start praising Him and thanking Him and magnifying Him for His grace and His love and His goodness, and He's more than enough. And all of a sudden, you feel it flow again. You feel that peace and that joy and that love just wash over you on the inside again. Like the weight just lifts right off you 2 seconds later. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. But we got to stay tuned in for His leading and direction today. One of my favorite ways to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude to get positioned in the light. Then I like to magnify. What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What did I see Him doing in my life today? Because the more you magnify it, the more it grows, the more you're going to see Him do every day. What are the things that went well? What were your wins for today? Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? What did I learn today? What were you trying to teach me and show me? What directions were you leading me into today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen for a few minutes. It doesn't take long, just a few minutes. You think back over the day. Whatever comes into your mind, you just begin to write it down, whether you think it was God or not. You just begin to write it down. You begin to record your journey with Him. And then as you go throughout your day, you stay tuned in and connected to Him. If you ever feel like you're starting to lose that connection, just slow down for a couple minutes. It doesn't take long again, just a minute or two. You'd be amazed at what is slowing down for a minute or two. When you feel yourself getting out of control, you feel yourself losing that connection. To slow down, get present and connect with Him. Keep that connection with Him. You'd be amazed at what that does for you in your day. Then if you're ever unsure on what to do, just ask Him. He'll show you every single time, but then you got to wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we're doing things that we don't know yet. So the last thing I like to do in my journal is, what do I know to do today? And I'll pray and I'll ask God, God, what's on your plan for today? Interesting thing, in the Jewish culture, the day starts in the evening. So the official start of the day is as you're getting ready for bed in the evening. So then I like to look at, all right, God, what's on the plan for today? And I'll write out, what do I know to do? What's on my to-do list? Is there anything in my conscience that I've been putting off? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? And then you wake up, you got your plan listed out. You wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to execute this plan. I'm going to take my position in the light. I'm going to magnify Him. I'm going to stay connected to Him. And I'm going to execute this plan together with Him today. I'm going to do it with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with peace and joy and full confidence in Him. And you do this, it does something like magnetize you. It gets this grace flowing through you. And God's grace, He's the source of beauty. He begins to beautify you, and beauty is attractive. Beauty is magnetic, and it begins to pull more and more. of everything that he has for you in your life. Now, the more you do this, the bigger and bigger of a magnet you build, I believe. So let's take a look at this passage of scripture here. This is the second couple paragraphs in Colossians chapter 1. And Colossians chapter 1, I think, is one of my favorite passages of scripture. There's just so much in these passages. So we're going to read these today and then take communion over them. It says, the Son, talking about Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. He's the image of God. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. There's a lot of visible things that were created, but there's invisible things that were created as well. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. So everything was created for him. He's before all things, and in him all things hold together. He sustains and holds together all things by the power of his word. And he is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him. So in him, there's fullness. You take your position in the light. One of the things we haven't talked about as much lately, there's a fullness in him. You'll feel full in him when you take your position in the light. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. So once we were alienated from God and we were enemies with God in our own minds, because we knew the ways that we've missed it. So we felt like we couldn't approach God. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. When we take communion, we talk about we can approach him with freedom and confidence. Through his body, through his blood, we've been made right and holy, blemish free, free from accusation. If we continue in our faith, established and firm. How do you get established? Meditation. Why do we do daily communion? Meditations. You get established through meditation. How do you meditate? You take God's word, you take his unfailing love, his faithfulness, and nothing's impossible with him, and you just keep rolling it over. You keep thinking about it, you keep talking about it, you keep rolling it over, and it gets this grace established in your heart. Established and firm, and do not move from the hope that's held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Just a beautiful passage of scripture here. So we're going to take communion over this today. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this Colossians 1. There is so much in here that through his death, his physical body, he's presenting us as holy in your sight, without blemish, free from accusation. We're asking for your help to help us to be continue in our faith, established and firm, and not moving from the hope that's held out in the gospel. We're asking for your help with that today, Father. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy, blemish free, free from accusation in God's sight. By how? By faith. If we step into faith, one of the greatest expressions of faith, gratitude and praise. Stay consistently positioned in gratitude and praise helps you to stay in this positioning. So Father, we thank you for this bread and just all that it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, made peace through his blood shed on the cross. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Walking it out today. And one of the ways for us to practice receiving this grace from God by faith and getting it flowing through us is with physical exercise. Today in our daily communion workout. If you're not getting our daily communion workouts, you can go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. Sign up for our email, get up on our email list there. And you'll start getting daily communion meditation emails that also have a workout attached to them every day. One of the exercises on there you'll see is bicep curls. Just very basic bicep curls, just weights down at your side, curling them up by your shoulders, working the biceps on the front of the arm. You can do this with bands. You can do this with dumbbells. You can do this with a barbell. You can vary what you use on occasion for some variety, but we're trying to find a weight that you can do somewhere between 8 and 16 reps with beautiful form. Usually I like to pick a weight that starts with, maybe I can do like 8 to 12. And I want to build it up to the point where effortlessly and beautifully by relying and trusting on God to help me do it, get to where I can do that weight for 16 beautiful reps every day. There's something about this rep range for the arms, for biceps and triceps. I tend to do really well in this 8 to 16 rep range. Once you build it up to that point where you can do 16 beautiful ones every day at that same weight, no problem. You could do it every day. You could probably do 20 if you had to. Then it's time to increase the weight. And usually you'll start back at like 8 to 12 reps and you build it back up again. You just keep following this path and you keep getting stronger and stronger at this. You'll be amazed at what it does for you. Just very simple progressions, just basic exercise, getting stronger on them over time. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.